Maybe we start off with the book of Daniel,
chapter 12,
I'll read the first 7 verses. Amen. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book.
Nenguva iyo Mikaeri uchasimuka iye muchinda mukuru unorindira vana vavanhu vako. Ipapo nguva yenjodzi ichavapo isina kumbovapo yakadaro kubva pakumuka kwamarudzi avanhu kusvikira nguva iyo. Nenguva iyo vanhu vako vacharwirwa ivo vose vakanyorwa mubhuku.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Zvino vazhinji vavete muguruva rapasi vachamuka. Vamwe vachamukira muupenyu husingaperi, vamwe vachamukira mukunyadziswa nokuzvidzwa nokusingaperi.
And they that be wise shall shine as a brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever.
Vakachenjera vachapenya sokupenya kokudenga, uye vanodzorera vazhinji kukururama vachapenya senyeredzi nokusingaperi peri.
But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
Asi iwe Danieri, vanza mashoko aya, unamire buku nechisimbiso kusvikira kunguva yokupedzisira. Vazhinji vachamhanya pose pose, nezivo ichawanda.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river.
Ipapo ini Daniel ndakatarira ndikaona vamwe vaviri, mumwe pamhenderekedzo yorwizi nechiuno chemhiri, mumwe pamhenderekedzo yorwizi nechekumhiri.
And one said unto the man clothed in linen which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?
Mumwe akati kumurume wakanga akapfeka mucheka wakanga ari pamusoro pemvura yorwizi, inguva yakadini kusvikira pakuguma kwezvishamiso izvi?
And I heard the man clothed in linen which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times and half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished.
Ndikanzwa murume wakanga akapfeka mucheka wakanga ari pamusoro pemvura yorwizi achisimudzira kudenga ruoko rwake rworudyi noruoko rwake rworuboshe, achipika naiye unorarama nokusingaperi kuti zvichaita nguva imwe nedzimwe nguva nehafu yenguva, kana vapedza kuputsanya simba ravanhu vatsvene, izvi zvose zvichapedziswa.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Ishe vavedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo, mugare zvenyu pasi.
I'd like to read the scripture while we are all seated.
Ndoda kuverenga rimwe gwaro mose makagara.
First Peter in chapter 5.
Tsamba yakutanga ya Peter chitsauko 5.
I'm reading 3 verses. This verse 9.
Verse 9.
Okay, let me read 9, 10, and 11.
Again, verse 9, 10, and 9:10-11.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Mumudzivisei makamira nesimba pakutenda, muchiziva kuti kutambudzika ikoko kunoitirwa hama dzose dziri panyika.
But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
Zvino Mwari wenyasha dzose, iye wakakudanirai kukubwinya kwake kusingaperi muna Kristu, kana mambo tambudzika kanguva kaduku, uchakukwanisai nokukumisai nokukusimbisai nokukuteyai.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Ngave nesimba nekusingaperi. Amen.
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 Brother Branham read these scriptures when he was preaching greatest battle that has ever been fought.
Brother Branham vakaverenga magwara aya vachiparidza mharidzo inonzi hondo huru yakamborwiwa.
He also read from the book of Ephesians in chapter 6.
Vakaverengawo zvakare kuna vaEfeso chitsauko 6.
Amen. We didn't read that one tonight.
Isu hatina kuverenga chikamu icho chomanhero ano.
Amen. But we want to focus our attention.
Asi isu toda kuti titarise
on the way the wicked one is fighting in this hour.
Nenzira iri kurwiwa nayo newakaipa munguva ino.
Amen. And how we've got to stand and overcome our enemy.
Uye kuti tinofanira kumira sei tokunda muvengi wedu.
So for a title, few words tonight.
Saka semusoro mashoko matatu manheru ano.
The order of the heavenly host.
Hanzi urongwa hohondo yekudenga.
Amen. Everyone in their places.
Mumwe nemumwe munzvimbo yake.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The prophet says when the way he was taught, when he was fighting professional fights in boxing.
Pavakanga vachirwa siva zvine mukurumbira.
Amen. I believe many of you remember the one who taught Brother Branham to fight.
Vakawanda venyu munorangarira akadzidzisa Brother Branham kurwa tsiva.
6 seconds.
Ainzi 6 seconds.
6 seconds Smith.
6 seconds Smith.
Amen.
Amen.
He made a great impact in the life of Brother Branham.
Vaka jigara zvinhu zvine simba muupenyu waBrother Branham.
Until he could not forget that.
Kusvikira havana kukwanisa kuzvikanganwa.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe we also have got a lot of things in our lives that we don't even forget.
Ndinotendawo kuti tine zvinhu zvakawanda muupenyu hwedu zvatisingambokanganwa.
Amen.
Amen.
But Brother Branham was saying in this about his experiences.
Brother Branham vachitsanangura zveupenyu hwavo.
He says when you are fighting an enemy,
vakati kana uchirwisana nemuvengi,
the first thing is you've got to study your enemy.
Chekutanga ndechikunofanira kunyatso kunzvera kuziva murengi wako.
And you must know how he fights.
Woziva kuti anorwa sei.
Amen. He says if he uses a left jab,
kana achirwa nechibhakera chekuruboshwe,
then now you know he doesn't use a right one.
Iwo akuziva kuti haashandise rerudyi.
Then your job is to block on the left.
Saka basa rako nderekuvhika zvibhakira zvinouya nekuruboshwe.
Don't waste your time trying to block anywhere else, but now you know what the devil does.
Usapedza
your enemy
uchiedza kuda kuvhara zvimwe, asi waakuziva marwiro anoita muvengi wako.
Amen.
Amen.
And we get to realize Brother Branham taking this subject in 62, the greatest battle that has ever been fought.
Tinoziva Brother Branham achitora chidzidzo ichi kuti hondo huru yakamborwiwa.
Now we know that when Brother Branham was giving titles to his subjects,
takuziva kuti Brother Branham pavai pamusoro wemharidzo dzavo,
it was not because he enjoyed reading certain things then he thought maybe let me just bring this to church.
Yanga isiri nyaya yekuti vaingonakidzwa nekuverenga zvimwe zvinhu obva vati rega ndinozviunza kukereke.
But he was a man that could study the times and the situations, and then God would give him the appropriate message for that particular time.
Vaive munhu ainzvera nguva nemamiriro ezvinhu, Mwari wovapa mharidzo yakafanirana nenguva yacho.
Amen.
Amen.
62, before the opening of the seals, which is our armor for the battle.
1962 zisimbiso zisati zvazarurwa zvinova izvo ndivo zvombo zvedu zvekurwisa.
Amen.
Amen.
He is giving us a warning.
Vari kutiyambira.
Greatest battle that has ever been fought.
Hondo huru yakamborwiwa.
And he tells us the people that's involved in the battle.
Vari kutiudza kuti vanhu vari kurwa hondo iyi.
And when the battle started.
Uye pakatanga hondo iyi.
Amen. He says it did not start here.
Vanoti haina kutanga pano.
It started way in heaven.
Yakatangira kusoro kudenga.
Before we were here.
Tisati tatomboya pano.
So before we were here, the battle was raging.
Tisati tauya pano, hondo yanga yakutorwiwa.
And when we come here, we're coming to be born in the midst of fighting.
Patiri kuuya kuzoberekwa pano, tiri kuberekwa pakati pekurwisana.
Amen. And the devil is busy fighting, and you have got to know that.
Diabori atori mubasa rekurwa, iwe unofanira kutoziziva izvi.
Praise God. And we realize when Moses was born, the devil was busy trying to find a way of exterminating the children of Israel, the boys that were born. And in doing that, he was aiming at Moses. Is
that
right? Moses was the man that the devil was up to. All the other people, the children that died, there was something else, but the devil was looking for Moses. And the same devil who was in
Pharaoh
got into Herod at the time when Jesus Christ was born. Amen.
Amen.
And the same order was given again for children to be killed. Amen. So the devil who was in Herod was aiming at Jesus, not on all these other people. But we know what the scripture tells us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises up a standard. So when they were discussing in the palace on how to kill Jesus, because jealousy rose up in Herod, he was told that a child has been born and that child is God. And that child is a king of the Jews. And the jealousy rose up. Who can be king but me? So he decided to kill them. But Almighty God, in his wisdom and goodness, hallelujah,
amen,
he went over to Joseph. Says, get out of here by night. Go to Africa. Go to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you when to leave.
Amen.
He obeyed and he went. And there was genocide in back home there. They heard about it, but they knew what was happening. Amen.
Amen.
But brother, sister, I want you to know, whatever is happening around you, God hides you first before the devil opens fire. Before there's problems around you, God has got to hide you. Because he takes care of you much more than everybody else. Everybody else is cannon fodder as far as he is concerned. But you mean a lot in the eyes of God. So we know that God fights for us. This is why he told us the battle is not yours. The battle is mine.
Amen.
This is why it is necessary that we commit ourselves before God all the time. We commit our ways before him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't want to try and do the things for ourselves, but we want to commit it to God. He knows what is best for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't have any other ammunition.
Hatina zvimwe zvombo zvokurwisa.
But the revealed word.
Kunze kweshoko rakazarurwa.
Amen.
Amen.
That is what we use.
Ndozvo zvatinoshandisa.
In fighting our enemy.
Kurwisa muvengi wedu.
We don't have to hunt around on where to find that word.
Hatifaniri kutsvaga-tsvaga kuti tozviwana kupi.
But while we are listening to the word of God.
Asi patinenge tichiteerera shoko raMwari.
God keeps it in you.
Mwari vanozvichengetedza mauri.
And God is looking at His word in you.
Mwari vari kutarisa shoko ravo riri mauri.
And that is what He is protecting.
Ndo zvavari kuchengetedza.
Is that right? If you take care of God's word, God in turn is going to take care of you. Because He is seeing His word in you. And that is what He is protecting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord is on our side. That's the promise He made for us. Amen.
Amen.
So
1962.
He is warning us about the greatest peril that has ever been fought. So that we must wake up. In 1963, He breaks the word of God to us. And then we get it into ourselves. We become the word of God made flesh. Because we are the manifestation of the revealed word in this day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you don't believe that all the seven seals are revealed, then you are in danger. Amen. Because you don't have the protecting power. But what protects you is the revelation of the word of God that you place in yourself. And that is what God is protecting. He doesn't protect anything else. Hallelujah. We are not a clever people on how to fight the devil and everything else. There's only one thing that we do. What shall a young man do? He must hide, he must take his word and hide it in him. Hallelujah. When you take the word of God into you, what are you doing? You are hiding God into you, yourself. And He knows where His word is. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. We give God the praises. When Brother Branham was introducing this message, there's something that he started talking about, and that is what we're going to talk about this evening. Because we were thinking that he was going to start over telling us, when you fight, you must do like this, and you've got to do this. No. There's something that he started talking about. Do you know that God fought for Israel in many, many ways? Sometimes they would have nations that would gather themselves around against Israel. Amen. And God would rain big stones from heaven and kill them people before Israel would even come to the battlefront. Do you know God still does that to you today? Yes? We believe He does that. How about the Syrian army? And Israel was just about to die. Because of famine, they were all encircled until they were in an economic crisis. Is that true? They didn't know where to get food from to bring into the city. Because the armies of Syria had encompassed the whole city. So as far as they were concerned, they were dead. But look at what God did. Remember the story of the lepers. Amen. They went out, they said, look, if we remain here, we're going to die of famine. Let's go into the camp and look for food there. Because if we go, if they kill us, we are dead. If we remain here, we are also dead. What's not death?
Kana tikaenda kumusasa wewe mauti esiria vanotiuraya tichangofa tikagara pano tichangofa usiri kufa ndiko.
Let us do the workable situation.
Tikaitishande nezvinoshandika nazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
So they went over into the camp of the Syrians.
Vakaenda kumusasa wewe ndo esiria.
Brother, they were so shocked.
Vakashamiswa.
Amen.
Amen.
That there was no soldier in the camp.
Kuti havana kana muto mumwe wavakaona.
There was a lot of food all over the place.
Vakazara nechikafu munzvimbo yose.
And they started eating.
Vakatanga kudya.
Brother, those guys, they ate. Amen. But one of them says, but you see what, brothers, we're enjoying here. But in the city there, there's an economic crisis. We must do something. Let's go and tell them what is happening here. Amen.
Amen.
And they went over to tell them. And that was the fulfillment of the prophecy of Elisha. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the whole idea was, in the Syrian camp, they heard a great noise. And they thought that Israel was coming against them, and they ran away. Amen. And they didn't even have time to pack anything. They just disappeared. But this is how God is fighting for you. God fights for us. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, brother, sister, there's only one thing that we must do. Put yourself in his hands. Ask him to protect and take care of you. He'll do it. Amen.
Amen.
Both natural and spiritual. That's what our God does. Remember, one time we're talking and say, look at how much you earn. And look at how God is protecting and taking care of you. Maybe your money is not enough even for 1 week. You get your money, you pay this, that, and the other, and then you look at your wife and your children. But that month gets to an end. And another month comes, and another one, but God is taking care of you. Those are some things that we can never explain. He fights for us. He fights our battles. And that much we are so thankful. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the one issue that is important is that you must identify your position. I want to look with you on paragraph 36 and
37.
Greatest battle that has ever been fought.
Amen.
Amen. This is very important for you. Because we find a lot of these things in a normal warfare. A devil is almost harmless unless he can have something to work in. Yes, God. You remember those devils that were cast out of Legion. They had, they want to do more mischievousness. So they wanted to go into the hogs. So devils must have something to work in. Somebody to work through. And that's the way God does.
Too.
He has to have us. Amen. He is depending on us to work through us. Let me say a few things about that one. Amen. If somebody on the street you don't even know says things against you, you
know,
that will never worry you. Because you don't even know that one. And you don't even care about that one. But the man you know, a close friend, a family friend, somebody that sits close to you in church, a brother or sister in the message, when they say certain things against you, then you will never sleep. Amen.
Amen.
And you begin to have hatred with that brother or sister because of what they have said or done. Are you seeing what is happening? Now, that is the time when the devil works much more than any other time. Because the devil wants you to hate your brother, hate your sister. Amen.
Amen.
And you are divided because of that. But learn these things. The devil is useless until he's got a body to use. But do you know, when you dig into that issue, that brother or that sister does not even know what he said. But you are going to remember everything. Amen.
Amen.
The devil only got that body and used it, and the devil forgets about everything. Amen. But right here you are still fighting. 10 years. 20 years in the message.
20 years,
you are still fighting and you are still hating your brother. And that devil is busy on some other programs. Amen. Is that true, brethren? There's only one thing that we must do. Forgive that brother. Forgive that sister. They know not what they're doing. Amen. They were only used by the devil to achieve what the devil wanted. And brothers were at war. And lots of situations happened. There's only one thing that you must forgive that brother and let's go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, a lot of these grudges, they are for years and years. You look at a brother with a certain look. Amen. You look at this sister with a certain look. You don't want even to greet them because of things that happened 20 years ago in the message. Let's grow up. Amen. It's rapture time. Why would you want to remain behind because of some little thing that is useless even? Hallelujah. We must clean our place and forget about some of these things. It's up to him. It's up to her. She has to fix up her life also. But you yourself, who knows what was said, about you, forget about it. Let's go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
After 20 years,
20.
You still want to talk about it. That brother, 20 years ago, you know what he said? We were still young boys, but you know what he said? That's a long time ago.
Hey, you.
Let's forget about that. It's rapture time. We want to go home. Amen.
Amen.
This may not mean much to you. Amen. But brother, sister, we are in a battle, remember. And people cannot just fight for nothing. There's something that has happened that will make people to fight. There is a cause somewhere and you want to fight. Amen. But brother, if you want to have a clean spirit around you, learn to forgive. And you clean your plate. Then you say, Lord, me, I'm through. It's up to them. Is that true? Let's try to do that. 2017. Amen.
Amen.
We don't care. Praise God. Normally we make this illustration. When we were young children herding cattle, you know what you used to do in order for the bulls to fight? You bring the bull from that other direction and another one from here. You said, mine is going to fight and overcome this one. You bring them together. You hide in a bush. And you take a lot of sand. And you throw it onto their faces. And then you hide. This bull thinks that this one is the one that has thrown sand on you. And this bull thinks it's this one. Then they are fighting. But it's you that did it. And you all come together and ululate and whistle. Seeing what you have caused. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what you wanted. And the devil is doing exactly the same. Amen. Between ministers, between pastors, between churches, he throws a lot of things and he hides and he waits and sees what is happening. And he goes on his back and he throws his legs and he's just enjoying himself. Is that true?
This way.
Amen.
Amen.
So you must know it is the devil. Is that true?
This way.
When you know it is the devil, then no worry. Some went back in the world because of what the devil did. Some are wheelchair cases right now. Not natural wheelchairs, but you've got to baby them around. Otherwise they won't come to church. Amen. They are lame. They don't know what to do on their own. Because that is what war is all about. War brings death, it brings lame people, it brings wheelchair cases, mental cases and so forth. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister,
Amen.
2017, you want to jump over that.
2017.
Amen. Maybe husband and wife, they're fighting because of things that happened 20 years ago, and you are still pointing fingers 20 years after. Why? It's not even necessary. Let's forget about it.
Amen.
Amen. Let's forget about it. But remember, the devil is useless until he gets a body to use. It could be your body that he will use when you get idle. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
But when you are busy on the things of the Word of God, He won't even touch you to use you. Amen.
Amen.
But you see, brother, sister, this is why we want to pray all the time and ask God to forgive us of our sins and trespasses. As we walk on this road, we don't even know how many creatures we're killing. And we don't know how many feet and toes we are also crushing as we go. Amen.
Amen.
It's things that just happen. But may God have mercy on us. Amen.
Amen.
We give Him praises. Amen.
Amen.
Are we happy, brother, sister? We want to pray that God will help us forget about some of these things. Especially old timers. Amen.
Amen.
Old timers are always quiet. they want to get reserved. And amen. They want to show the young ones, look here, we know what we're doing.
We want to start with you.
Amen.
Amen. So that the young ones will know the issue of forgiveness.
Is that true? Yes. It caused divisions. It caused a lot of pressures and crises and a lot of things. But we want to tell the devil tonight, never again. I know how to fight. I know my enemy. I know what the enemy does. Amen.
Amen.
I know what I must do before I shoot. You know, this other brother who was giving this story, they were hunting for pigs. Amen. So these pigs, they went into this thicket. And he had a gun. And they were all closing up this thicket. The brothers from different directions. And they were hearing some sounds of the pigs this way and this other side. And this other brother heard this other sound from here. And he cocked his gun ready to shoot. But something told him, wait. Check what's making that noise. And he kept on watching. It was his brother who was wading through. Brother, suppose he shot. If he fired into the thicket, he was going to kill his brother. Before you make a lot of noise, before you bomb in your talk, because some people really talk, brother. And when they talk, it's heavy in the heart. And it will be there for years. Before you give that big bomb, brother, wait and check what exactly is happening. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're going to bomb your brother. Yes, you are hunting, but you must know what you are hunting. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? Praise God. Paragraph 43, we'll spend more time on this one.
Paragraph 43.
Amen. One night, what drew me to this conclusion here, or to this subject? I was standing with Brother Wood and Brother Sothman. And we were, it was about 10 o'clock at night. And was looking up towards the sky. And a great awe came over me. And I said, just look. All that great heavenly host. I said, everything is perfectly in harmony. And Brother Wood said, looking at two little stars so close together, that it made it look like a light. I said, but you know, Brother Wood, according to science, in that deeper, the little deeper, and the big deeper, those stars don't look over about 2 inches apart. And they are further away from each other than we are to them. They're so close, but yet they're very far away. And if they would start to this earth, it would take thousands of miles an hour. It will take hundreds and hundreds of years for them to reach the earth.
And I said,
in all this great vast system here, and yet they tell us, they look through the glasses, can see 120 million years of light time way out in there, and there's still moons, stars, and yet God made every one of them and he sits in the midst of them. Isn't this wonderful? We know he calls it the zodiac. The way God places every star and every planet in its own place. And God sits in the midst of them. And is organizing their movements and everything. I said, somewhere in there, I had pointed out to me one time, in an observatory, the zodiac, beginning with the Virgin, coming over through the Cancer Age, and on down until the last was the lion, Leo the lion, and the first coming of Christ by the Virgin, the second coming by the lion of the tribe of Judah. And I said, I have tried my best to see that zodiac, and can't see it, but yet is there. Those who are trained know is there. Job saw it. Men used to look at it. It was a Bible. At one day. But in that whole great mass of millions and billions of light years, God sits in the midst of all of it. And he looks down. Paul is in there. My mother is in there. Somewhere looking down. And I thought of the order of that heavenly host. Not one of them is out of place. Everyone keeps his time. Perfectly. God's great army. I thought of soldiers. How that if that moon would happen to get out of order, the earth would be covered again with water. Just in a few minutes, the earth would be just like it was when God decided to use it. For to have us here on it, it was without form and void. And darkness and water was upon the breath of the earth. And if that moon would ever move, it would do the same thing again when the moon rocks a little bit away from the earth. The tides come up, but it goes down. Just follows the tide. It's God's great army. Amen.
Amen.
And when I thought about the being God's great army there, so now we went to bed. And when I begin to think that not one of those get out of their place, they all sit in place. And if there is a moving anywhere of them, it's for a cause. And it will affect this earth. We just see the results of it now. From some of them moving into their other spot. It's effective. It affects everything. And I thought then, if the great heavenly host like that has to keep its place to make everything in order, what about the disorder of the earthly host? How, when one gets out of order, how it throws the whole thing out of kettle. The whole program of God is upset. When one member gets out of order, we should continually to strive to keep the order of the Spirit. That's the part we want. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister, we've been taught in the message. We don't just come to church and sing and hear a message and go back home. We want to be instruments in the hand of God. Because God wants to use you. God doesn't just want to move like wind. But he has got men and women that he has got to use. Amen.
Amen.
You come, you are convicted in your heart, you are justified, you come in the water for baptism. All along you are a member of the society, member of the family, you are doing everything else in this world. But the conviction of the word of God is moving you from the wrong duties into the correct duties. Amen?
Amen.
God wants to move you into your proper place of use in the hand of the Almighty God. You never knew about it, but God knows what he is doing. And after water baptism, he sits you in church and the preacher comes and he scrubs you, he washes you, he cleans you out, you repent, you fix your life, you want to be a believer. Amen.
Then
he baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Then you are born again into the kingdom of the Almighty God. Second birth has nothing to do with this world at all. Amen. But when you are born again, you are joining another family altogether. You are moving into a position that you were not in before.
Amen.
When you are baptized of the Holy Ghost, that's a birth with parents involved. And you are moving into an order. When you were born first time, you were born into an order in the family. Is that right? You never chose whether to be first born or second born or third born. Is that true? But when you were born into this world, you were born into an order. Is that true? Amen. But when you're born again, it's another order. Amen. Then he makes you grow and to mature in Christianity. Because remember, new birth is different from when you are brought up in the open. Is that true? For adoption. When you're baptized of the Holy Ghost, you are not adopted yet. You are only born. You still have to grow. You still have to have the correct behavior in you before adoption.
uchangozvarwa uchafana kuti ukure uwana hunhu wakafanira kuti uzogadzwa semwana.
Is that right? When you get adopted, you are put into position.
Paunogadzwa semwana waiswa panzvimbo yako.
Amen.
Amen.
The problem we have,
dambudziko ratinaro,
we don't want to strive to adoption.
Hatidi kurwira kusvika pakugadzwa semwana.
We just want to be church members.
Tida kungova nhengo dzekereke.
And that is our problem.
Dambudziko redu iro.
We have got to go ahead.
Tofana kuenda mberi.
Make sure you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and you got to be adopted.
Iva nechokwadi kuti wabhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene wogadzwa semwana.
Amen. When they cross the Jordan River into Canaan's land,
pavakayambuka rwizi Jordani vachipinda munyika yeCanaan,
they didn't just settle wherever they wanted.
Havana kunogara pavaingodira.
But Joshua,
asi Joshua,
who was anointed
anga akazodzwa
by the same spirit that was on Moses,
wakanga uri pana Moses,
and the same spirit that was on the Hebrew mothers,
wanga uri pana amai vechiHebheru,
at the time of the birth,
panguva yekuzvara,
of the patriarchs.
Mari,
do you remember? The mothers were groaning, and each groaning, it was, they were speaking about the place where each patriarch was going to be in the last days. Moses was not there. Joshua was not there. But that same anointing on the mother came on Moses. Came on Joshua. So when they crossed over Jordan into the promised land, Manasseh, this is your place. And that is your boundary. God, this is your place. And that's your boundary. Asha and every one of them, they were positionally placed when they crossed the river Jordan into Canaan's land.
Hallelujah.
Even Caleb knew his place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't just make a claim. He says, give me my mountain. Is that true? So Joshua, who is a type of the end time leader, the Holy Ghost,
Joshua
is the one that positions us. Is that true? When you come in the message, you see people sing, you also want to be a singer. You see others preaching, you also want to preach. You see this one doing this, you also want to do that. Wait. There's somebody who positions you. And when you move in that position, you will never cause no problem. No schism with nobody. And once you find your position, stay there. Amen.
Amen.
If you are a cattle raiser, raise as many cattle as you possibly can. If the one in the other side is having bumper harvest of maize, 2, 2, 3, 3 on each cob, on each stem. Don't you say, hey, look at that guy. This issue of cattle, let me forget about it. This season at least. Let me put maize out of position. Have faith in yours. Amen. Then your cattle are going to give twins. And your sheep are going to give triplets. Because you've got faith in your position. Is that true? God knows how to position you. And your position is in your calling. And that is how you overcome the devil. If you don't know your position, you are overcome by the devil all the time. Position is a place of power. Is that right? And your position is in your calling. Is that true? When Jesus met Peter and them, he says, follow me. Not all, And then he says, I will make you fishers of men. So when they followed Jesus Christ, they knew already, we are fishers of men. Is that right? Because that's what he said when he called them. Do you remember that? And when Paul was called, I will make him a vessel to carry the gospel to the Gentiles. So, he knew it. He was a messenger to the Gentiles. This is why when there was a schism between Paul and Peter, Paul knew.
Peter.
It has nothing to do with the Gentiles. It doesn't matter how much knowledge he has, how much experience he has. His calling has nothing to do with the Gentiles, but it's me. Brother, are you getting that? Hallelujah. This is why Barnabas was so sure and he had the courage to tell the rest of the apostles, this is Brother Paul. Hallelujah. And you better listen to what he says. Because he knew what the angel said. Are you seeing that, brother, sister? So, if only we know our position, let's stand there and wait for God to work on us. Is that true? Each planet was given orders in Genesis 1. Is that true? It was given orders in Genesis 1 to rotate on its axis. And it has got a journey that it has got to take the whole year round. Is that true? Did you learn that in geography? Yes. You learned that only about the earth on its axis. Is that right? And then you were taught that apart from it moving on its axis, it has got also to rotate. This is why you've got summer, autumn, and winter, and spring. Is that true? What you learned about the earth, that's one planet. This is what is happening on all the stars. All of them are moving. And they're also turning on the axis. And they are rotating and moving. But the good thing is, God gave each star an orbit. Hallelujah. There are millions and millions of them. But they will never collide. Because God gave them speed. Hallelujah. And gave it the route to take. Each and every one of them has got to move according to the command of God. Is that right? And they will never miss the direction because God gave them. Praise God. When you were yet a sinner, when you were in darkness, you had no route. You had no orbit. You were brushing and hitting into everything. Is that true? You were hitting into women. You were hitting into somebody's crow with cattle. You were hitting into somebody's shop. You were in darkness. Hallelujah. But when God found you, He took all the darkness away from you. Amen. Then He gave you the route to take. And you can say, He is a light on my path. Now you walk with direction, you know where you are going because He is the light. You walk in the light because He is the light. And when you walk in the light, you have fellowship with one another, not with yourself only. Fellowship means in agreement. You are in agreement with your brothers because you are both in the light. That fellowship was not there because you were in darkness before. He is the light. When he comes into you, you become the light. Hallelujah. Then we've got the greatest of all lights. When Christ is moving with his children. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. We read in Revelation chapter 1 about the seven stars. And the Bible says, he was found moving among them. Is that true? Our God has got to move among us. We are not alone, but he promised to be with us, even in us, till the end of the age. Is that true? This is it, brother, sister. If we find all these stars in order, if you find the army in order, it means the people of God must also be in order. Does he not call us stars? Yes. We are stars. If we are stars, we have got to have the same character and movement like the heavenly bodies. Is that true? Is that not the zodiac? Is that not the first Bible? It is the Bible. And in this same time, we are also a Bible. Is that true? We are written epistles that are read by all men. That was a Bible. We are Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our job, brother, sister, we must know our position in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we fail to know that, then brother, we are just problems one to another. Judas was out of position. And he was causing problems among the brethren. Is that true? Until Peter had to ask Jesus, how long? How many times? How many times must we? Is it only seven times we forgive? Brother, these guys had problems with Judas. He was a seed of perdition. He could never be in position. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
So he was always a mouse in the wood pile. Alright. Amen.
Amen.
How many times, Lord? But when God finds his way into your heart, amen, you are a star in his eyes and you are precious in his sight. Amen.
Amen.
Then you find your position in Christ. And when you find your position in Christ, you serve him in that place. Amen.
Amen.
Many times people think, hey, preachers are telling us to find position. Wait, what am I going to do? What is he talking about? Yeah, in one place he says you are a banker. In one place he says you are a mechanic. One place says you are cooking. Amen. So it's not, we're not talking about spiritual places where everybody is preaching or singing or doing this or the other. Look, if God gave you muscle, let's use that muscle to mow somebody's grass.
kana mwari vakakupa simba iwe ngatitadze simba iroro kunocheka huswa pane imwe imba yemunhu.
Does that work?
Zvinoshanda.
Yeah. Brother, you must identify what God has called you to do. If it is putting things in order when people go to a wedding, then we know that brother is there. Yeah, everything is going to be in order. Let him do it, don't disturb him, please.
Amen.
But you know the problem we have a lot of times. We want to show people that I know what I'm doing. Amen. I want to do things the way I want. Don't touch me. Brother, simple church order. We don't even want to follow that. We are putting a lot of people in prison when we are telling them, don't jive at a wedding, you know, when a wedding procession. Not even, not just in church, even out there in the other venues. Ah, Matisunga pastor. Trombunya so. It has been to come in my daily
prayers. Ah, pastor, you are too hard on us. We just want to do it the way the heathens do it.
We really want to jive, we want to show the
people that the message people can also dance.
There
is something in you.
Finish.
Which is not in order, don't you?
Because that is my Jebusi guys.
We are not the Jebusites.
Let the Jebusites do that. But you are a child of God. If you know you are a child of God, do what the children of God do. Finish. Why? The law of God is not grievous to the children of God. They don't want me to put on my see-through, but I like it. Why? What do you want people to see? If the love of the world is in you, then the love of Christ is not there. Then it means it's you that has got to be shaped up and so that you can be put into position. Isn't that true? Men in the message, they don't fight their wives. Finish. There's no discussion. Is there any discussion? So if you are busy fighting your wife, then we know there's a problem. You're out of position. And if she doesn't obey, then we know there's something wrong too. Is that right? You simply read it and put yourself into position and finish. Amen. God knows what He is doing. It's Him that puts His stars in order by the word of God. He puts you in order by His word. Amen. This is why we know how brothers have got to obey, to behave, how sisters have got to behave, and everything else. Pastor he does this, deacon does this, trustee does this. Everybody is described by the word of God. Is that true? When one does the other things that's out of the word of God, we just fold our hands and say, what's happening here? This one is out of order. Finish.
Amen.
Amen. It was never our language that a minister can have a second wife or third wife. When it started happening, then we knew out of order. Everybody else that had a thirst and a hunger to have a second one followed that. Like Lucifer, he had to pull the rest by his tail. Amen.
Amen.
And they were thrown out of heaven by Michael.
Michael.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, your position is in the word of God. Do you remember? when the word of God was revealed to us. That is when you were called. You were not called by your brother or by your sister. You are the word of God revealed. Your name in the book is not Joshua or Joseph or Janet or Josephine. That's not the name. That's an earthly name. Is that right? But when the word of God was revealed in this day, you were attached as mystery to that word that has been revealed. This is why you are in the open. Amen.
Amen.
And our job is to reflect. Not our light, but His light. But remember also, there are other stars that's living with you. Film stars, soccer star, is that right? Television stars. These are stars also. But they are reflecting light from hell. They are taking the source of their influence from hell. This is why they are stars. Is that true? But you are a star that's reflecting the light from heaven. Isn't that wonderful? May God grant us grace. Amen. We want to be in our positions, in our homes, at the places of work, right there when God gave you that job. God wants you to perform in a certain way in that particular job. Do you know that? Because when you apply for that other job, God says no. You apply for that one, He says no. But when you apply for that one, He says yes. He wants you to behave in a certain way in that particular company. There's a reason. He wants you to shine that light there. Because there's somebody predestinated in that place that has got to see this message the way you have also seen it. Let's stand upon our feet. So you see, friends, there are many ways of fighting. Amen. You can throw weapons. That is also fighting. But before anything is thrown away, before you cast a stone or an arrow or any bullet, the best way of fighting, be in your position. When you remain in your position, you are disturbing the devil. Amen.
Amen.
When Brother Branham started in his ministry, he went to Mishawaka. God was putting him into position. But the devil put him out of position. That's his job. He was without protection. Is that true? The prophet was without protection when he was out. But when he realized that's not my area, God had to drive him back into position.
Well,
that is the only place where you've got your protection. May God grant us grace that we identify our position. Amen.
Amen.
And God is going to bless us when you know where you are supposed to be. Your position. Amen.
Amen.
In the word of God is going to bless her. Bless each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
That's the best way of fighting. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more in darkness. Amen. There's some that are out of position here. We don't seem to be seeing them.
Amen.
We don't know what happened. Amen. But they're supposed to be in their position. This is some of the things, huh? We cannot just say, brother, can you come and play the lead? Because you can't. That's not your area. We can't say, brother, come and play the best guitar. Somebody was given that equipment. He was equipped with the way to do it. This is why they get to be there. It's a position, it's a place. Amen.
Amen.
Do something for God when you are in your position. Do you know? Even you coming to church and sit right there where you are and you amen the word of God when you are sitting there, do you know that is opposition too? Yeah, you've got to remember that. Some people, when they hear the pastor has traveled and they also want to go and sit at home, you are out of position. Or they want to go somewhere else. What are you doing? No protection. If you want God to protect you, be in opposition. How many of you know that? That's what the prophet said. You be in opposition. You are in amen corner right there.
Amen.
Don't you ever get ashamed to say
amen.
Because that's your role. You must say amen. That's your job. Praise God. Yes, Brother Pritchard. That's it. Yes.
Amen. This was a Brother Pritchard.
Amen.
Amen.
Uchi.
Brother Roy.
Amen. He won't even feel good going home before he does that. Some people get disturbed when he runs around here. Brother, if he doesn't do that, we're going to ask him, brother, why are you not moving around? Because we know what he was. Many of you don't know. This man was out of his mind. Stone mad. That's what this man was. But God saved him. He put his mind is in order.
Yes, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
So if it was you, brother, who was completely out of your mind, and God straightens your mind, are you going to sit like a gentleman? I don't think so. I don't think so. You're going maybe to do worse than what, or more than what he's doing. Whether worse or more, but you'll be doing exactly. Yeah? If God has done something to you, you're going to show that he has done something. Amen.
Amen.
Yes? He says every religion without emotion, we must bury that one. Amen. But that's your position again. One time, somebody came to Brother Branham. Says, Brother Branham, when you were preaching, I felt like jumping up and running around and come back and sit down. Then he said, so why didn't you stand up? I felt, you know, what do people say if I do that? Do you know what the prophet said? You grieve the Holy Ghost when you refuse to stand up and run around. There are certain things that he tells us to do.
Amen.
You must do it. Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah. This other one. See, this sister, she had a place in church. In the time of Brother Branham. And here was this other lady with a baby that was sick. And this sister sitting down looked at this baby that's sick. And she felt, look, I must give this sister a place to sit. She's got a baby that's not well. Me, I can find somewhere else to. Amen. And while she was thinking like this, she felt again. But I must pray for this little one. Amen.
Amen.
It's coming from her. And she stood up and said, sister, please forgive me. But excuse me. You are standing, I got a seat. You can sit here. Amen. But also God is telling me, I feel a burden to pray for your baby. Amen. Would you mind if I can pray for your baby? Amen. And this says, yeah, why not? You can pray for my baby. And the baby God prayed for and she got a seat. Two things. But he had a prayer card. Amen. So time for prayer for the sick. And that lady with the baby that was prayed for joined the prayer because she had a prayer card. Then she got to Brother Branham. And he said, your Mrs. So and so. Your baby has been sick with this. Oh yeah. Quickly, brother, he said, something happened to you. There's a lady that prayed for your daughter. She's no longer sick. But she's healed. Amen. So the Holy Ghost picked it in the prophet. Says, I won't pray for your baby. Because your baby is healed already. Was already prayed for. Is that right? Then he said, that woman had better feelings for the baby than myself. This is why God used her to pray for that baby. Amen.
Amen.
And then he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This woman obeyed what the Holy Ghost was telling her to do. Amen.
Amen.
These days, if somebody tells you, you know, God tells me to come in and give you bus fare, you're going to accept the bus fare because you need it. But if he says, God has come to tell you that you sit there and I must sit here, you won't even accept it. Why? Because we don't believe God still speaking. But brother, God is still speaking. Even up to now. He is not the God of yesterday. He is not locked up in the Old Testament. He is not locked up in the time of William Branham. But he is raised from the dead. And he is alive forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
So you better be listening to him all the time. Listen. God is still speaking. Amen.
Amen.
And do what he tells you to do.
I saw the light.